to God, glory to God in the highest. As a place, it's the people of good will.
We praise
you, we rejoice to be
on you, we glorify you, we live for your great glory. Lord, let me glorify
God.
Glory to God, glory to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. No one can say Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We thank that God gave us this beautiful gift, the Holy Spirit. But many times we have a wrong idea, as if the Holy Spirit is always working miracles. Miracles is surrounding all of us. The time we breathe is already a miracle. Without the Lord, we can't do anything. But first of all, we are called to be one body, one mind in the Lord. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. One mind, one heart. And this is the church. The church is the place where Jesus is the center of our life. Not only here in this church. Our church is where you are. We are His disciples. We are sent by Jesus to the place where you're working. I'm sent here to work. Not always. I've been other places. No matter where I go, I'm sent. You too. No better in the Philippines, in Hong Kong, in Malaysia, in Vietnam, in Formosa, in Russia, in Canada, United States. We are sent to build the church. We are all one body of Christ. And that's the meaning of we receive the Holy Communion. When we say Amen, when we receive the body of Christ, that means we are one with the Lord. So first of all, we have to live the Word of God. It's very important. You don't have every day look at the Gospel. But you have the Gospel in your heart. Sundays, when you come, absorb the Word of the Lord. During the week, live it yourself. Of course, if your Bible, one day, some phrases, it helps. But it's very important. The Word of God is our soul. It's the Holy Spirit that keeps you live. And there's a gift of the Holy Spirit. Not only understanding, but to live, the strength. We have the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. But it's most important, the two important points. The understanding, the wisdom. And secondly, the strength to work it out, to live it. Many times we know many things, but don't live it. Jesus is expecting us to live it through the Word of God. First of all. Secondly, keep this new command of the Lord. Whatever you do to the least, you do to me. Where two or three unite in my name, I'm in your midst. It's where Jesus is working in you. Love in Him. Many people are not lovable, but you still have to live. Love them. That's why Jesus said, "I give a new commandment. love one another as I have loved you. We are not lovable all the times, but Jesus still loved you, loved me. We are not lovable. Jesus continued to love us, and he will expect us to love the others. Not lovable people, just not the same, with the Spirit of Christ. And that's how we build a new church. Not new church, build a church. It's a real church where Jesus is the center. If you don't have this sense, even you come to church, it doesn't make sense. We build the unity. We build the presence of Christ. With two or three united in my name, I am in your midst. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Believe it and live it. We can't do otherwise. And this is our mission. With this Spirit, then you can love more. Step by step, with joy, as we have a meditation on the diaries of Faustina. Jesus asked her, live day by day. Don't worry about too much things about tomorrow. Tomorrow has its own worries. Live it today, this moment. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, with joy. Many times we carry our cross with a painful face, as if you can't do otherwise. It's a gift of Holy Spirit, the gift of God, that you in this suffering, in this cross, is particular for you. Don't compare with other people. That's what we have read these days at the gospel. Once Jesus was telling Peter that when you are young, you can go anywhere. When you are old, you cannot go anywhere. You have to be kept in the prison. And then Peter, for curiosity, he said, what about John? What Jesus says, mind your own business. Whatever he become, mind your own business. You just follow me. This is a word for Peter and for you and for me. We just follow Jesus. Don't worry about what people talk about you, point at you. Jesus will tell you, don't care about the others. Mind their business. You just follow me. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. One mind, one heart. Very important. Otherwise, coming to church, no sense at all. Even worse, when you come for Holy Communion, and outside, all the gossips, you spoil Jesus. This doesn't want. You know, today, there's it's a kind of episode in Faustina's diary. The priest came to, he was in a clinic. The priest forgot there's another person to receive Holy Communion. So he gave two hosts. So the priest gave two hosts to Faustina. And then the priest remember, then he go back to the sacristy, to the chapel and get the host. And what Jesus tell Faustina? I really don't want to go to that other person. Or it's as if by mistake. But it's a chance Jesus share with Faustina. I don't want to go to that soul because she is not ready. So that's why Faustina consumed two hosts. Of course, the later thing, that's another thing. But you can imagine, Jesus mean it. He wants to be close to you, one with you. If you don't have a heart, don't come. Jesus wants a heart, not a presence. Not to show. I know that you're not showing off. But many times, people go and you just go and then finish there. Full stop. When you say amen, this is not the way. You keep Jesus the whole week until the next time. Keep him with him, in him. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we are not following the work of the Holy Spirit. We just all are knowing the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. We don't live the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is love. The Blessed Trinity is a mutual love of God the Father and the Son. Father loved the Son, Son loved the Father. That mutual love is the Holy Spirit. One mind, one heart. If you don't have this, please convert yourself. Open your heart and listen to the word of the Lord and pray with humility and with joy. Please stand. I believe